Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, coming to you with some of the stories you might have missed from our community lately. Before we get going, though, let's pay some bills. The good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Wrecker Service and Used Parts. They're at 285 Vincent Boulevard in Whiteville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242, and they will take care of you. The forecast for rains that's going on through Sunday has led organizers to change plans for all of the parades in our area, it seems like. Chavern and Lake Waccamaw canceled their parades for today. Lake Waccamaw also canceled the Christmas tree lighting last night. At Taver City, the ice skating rink will be closed today. It will reopen tomorrow. The cookie crawl in Taver City has also been rescheduled for December 12th. Whiteville has rescheduled its parade for December 14th at 6 p.m. Now, vendors now have until December 12th to sign up. The extravaganza has been canceled for this year in downtown Whiteville, but the tree and sleigh will still be lit and available for photos. Of course, there will also be food trucks and vendors out there the night of the parade as well. We have more on this story on our website. The Veterans Memorial Park turkey shoot was canceled for Friday, but it is still set for today at 6 p.m. at the park. Make sure you follow their Facebook page, and they will let you know if it's postponed again in case of rain. One of the nicest and fastest-growing Christmas celebrations in our area is in Regalwood. They will have their Christmas parade and festival on December 13th from 12 until 8 p.m. There'll be food, vendors, and a kids' zone for the little ones. Santa Claus is going to be out there. Parking and restrooms will be available at the Regalwood Community Center. Bolton's Parade and Celebration, that's their second one now. That starts at 3 p.m. on December 14th. And we've got other stuff that's going on today, of course. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Children's Advocacy Center is now collecting gently used donations of clothing in all sizes for boys, girls, teens, and women. The clothing can be dropped off at 219 North Lee Street in Whiteville. They do some incredibly good work there, Miss Carolyn's, to be real truthful. The Sheepdog Foundation and the McMullen House of Heroes opened their hearts to help out the community once again. McMullen House put out a call for a new stove for a family of a retired first responder who lost their home in a house fire. The Sheepdog Foundation showed up to answer that call. Thank you to both organizations for all you do for our first responders, military, children, and county residents. Other events going on today, West Columbus School PTO will be having the Jingle Market from 9 until 1 at the school gym. There will be music, festive food, shopping, and crafts. Candlewood Farms and Lower Cape Fear Life Care are partnering to host a Veterans Cafe and Connection on December 10th from 9 to 11 at the coffee shop in downtown Whiteville. It's a chance for veterans to gather, share stories, and enjoy a free cup of coffee in a place just for them. The shop is also collecting Christmas and thank you cards with $5 gift cards inside to pass out during the event to help give back to the men and women who served our country. For more information, contact Laura Long at 910-620-5062. You can also just drop by Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. It's located at 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. The Columbus County Partnership for Children will present Magic on Main at Vineland Station on December 11th from 4:30 until 6:30. Grab some free pajamas for the kids from ages newborn to 5 years old. Take a picture with Santa and join the free food giveaways and raffles. For more information on Magic on Main, call 910-642-8226. Glen County Farmers Market will have their Christmas market on December 13th from 9 to 7. You can meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, and Cindy Lou Who. The Carolina Cruisers will be there also with some of those incredible rides that those folks have got going on. And the Edgewood Chorus will perform at 10:30 a.m. You can enjoy crafts, store prizes, games, vendors, food, and photo ops all day long. Vendor spaces are still available. They just cost $50. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. Fair Bluff is going to kick off their holiday season on December 14th with a Christmas celebration at the Visitor Center. The big event begins at 4 with a visit from Santa, followed by the tree lighting at 5:30 and the parade at 6. The Visitor Center can be found at 1054 Main Street in downtown Fair Bluff. Toys for Tots is accepting new and unwrapped toys for children ages 0 to 18 at various locations in Whiteville until December 15th. All donations will be distributed to children right here in Columbus County. For a full list of the drop-off locations, you can look at the good news on our website. You can also call Kendra Graham at 910-640-6638. The good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Record Service and Used Parts, 285 Vincent Boulevard in Whiteville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We'd love to hear about all the great things happening around you, and we'd love to share them with the community as well. Church news, civic club happenings, fundraisers, Good Samaritans, little kids with big fish. If it makes you smile, there's room for it in the Good News. Email your submissions to thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or my right arm, crystalfaircloth@columbuscountynews.com. You can call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.